Mecca 1.
To help support Mecca 1 Radio, or to bring Mecca 1 Radio to your city, please visit us on the web at www.mecca1.org. That's www.mecca1.org.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most merciful, the most gracious. Welcome back to Mecca 1 right here on this station, 90.5 FM KSJS, Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. So if you don't know, now you do. Alhamdulillah, we have Ustad Suhaib Webb joining us today.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, I'm taking that class in the morning.
Yeah, well, Sheikh Said.
Jazakallah for telling me about it.
Yeah,
I got beat down though.
Yeah, well, everyone does.
Alhamdulillah.
But it's worth it, though.
Yeah, it is. So, alhamdulillah, we've been talking about five practical things or five things we could do to taste the sweetness and to truly benefit from this month that we're in right now, the month of Ramadan. And we talked about, first and foremost, is closing the door.
The opening door.
The opening of the gates of paradise.
By tasting ubudiyah.
By tasting ubudiyah, which is?
The servitude to Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Okay. Now we're going to move on to
the second thing we can do in the month of Ramadan, which would be to leave sins.
To leave sins.
And quite logically, that will be one of the outcomes, because the Prophet said that the doors of hellfire, are closed. So if the doors of hellfire are closed, as many ulama said, then that means doing evil is more difficult. But subhanAllah, why do people sin? What would you think? What's the reason that people sin?
Shaitan.
I mean, let's not blame everything on shaitan. I mean, of course, shaitan's there, right? But Allah said, "Indicate that shaitan is kana da'ifa."
Right.
The plan of shaitan is weak.
Right. I think we sin because we ourselves are weak.
But why? Why do we sin? Why do we do anything in life? Because we think that there's some benefit from it.
Right.
Like, people sin because they think, like, you know, for example, a guy sees a nice looking girl on campus. Or a girl sees, you know, a nice car she wants to buy. But the only way she can buy it is on interest. So subhanAllah, we think that the reward of having the car will be greater than the punishment with Allah. Mm. Or the reward of, you know, being seen with that fine girl. Or drinking or going to the club and being known as Mr. Popular. Would be greater than the reward that I would get with Allah.
I think it also comes down to what a person believes as being successful.
Yeah, and that's based on rewards, right?
Right.
So let's look at sins. And like, let's look at the outcome of sinning, like through history, like throughout history. If we go back, like, you know, even in the time of Adam, you know, what was the outcome of the first mistake with Allah? What was the benefit of eating from the tree, Adam and his wife? What happened? When Shaitan was telling them that if you eat from this tree, antakuna malakaini aw takuna min al-khalidin, you're going to be angels, you're going to live forever. This is the first false advertisement, by the way.
Right.
You know, like nowadays, many people out there false advertising.
Right.
They learned this from the devil. The devil makes evil look good. Mm-hmm. He's a false advertiser, right?
Right.
And he uses peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Because he said to Adam and his wife, inni lakum lamin an-nasihin. No, he said, I myself am from a large body of people who wanted to tell you this. Like, there's a lot of people out there who want to tell you that this tree is good for you. Mm-hmm. Actually, there was only one creation, was Shaitan, right? So he acts like there's a lot of people with him. Like, you know, when you're at school and someone's like, hey man, let's smoke some bud. Mm-hmm. And you're like, shh, man, I ain't finna smoke no bud. They're like, what's the first thing to say? Everybody.
Everybody does. Like,
everybody does.
Even
that.
The teacher does.
Yeah, even the principal, even the superintendent of the school.
Right, even the president.
Yeah, but he didn't inhale. So, I mean, like, you get that sense that shaitan, also the tricks we see today, like what's called quote-unquote modern day peer pressure,
right,
is just a shaitanic trait that exists in society. So Adam, he fell for the okie-dokie. He and his wife, alayhim as-salam, they ate from the tree. So that was the first mistake that anyone ever made with Allah.
Right.
So what was the outcome? The reward was to eat from the tree, right? You'll become an angel, live forever. Mm-hmm. But what was the reality? What happened to them? قُلْنَا
هَبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. They got out of paradise.
Yeah, we would be there right now, bro.
Right.
We would all be under that tree. That one year shaded tree. Man.
Chilling. Relaxing.
With a lot of other guests that we would have in that tree.
Right.
Enjoying ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the first, subhanAllah, outcome of someone that made a mistake with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing that happened is like the people of Nuh, the flood that hit them was all due to their sin. The people of Lut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because they were homosexuals and they insisted on remaining that way. So their sin led to destruction. Yeah. The same with the people of Hud, the people of Saleh, the people of Shu'aib. I mean, nations after nations after nations were destroyed by or due to their sins.
Also, a thing is that one person might think they could get caught up in sin is because they don't see the repercussions right away of their evil action. For example, they could keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, and then all of a sudden, then they get tadao caught. You know, and that's when it kind of hits them. So some people just go so far that they think it's okay because nothing's happened to me so far. So I'm just keep doing it.
Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَانَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They see the punishment as being far away. But indeed, we see it, Allah says, as being close. Now, there are some specific individual repercussions for sinning.
Right.
So let's mention those, and maybe that will help bring it home. The first and foremost is that sinning takes one away from Allah. And subhanAllah, what greater punishment could there be than to be away from Allah?
Right. Not knowing our Creator.
Yeah, to be out there. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, don't be like those people who forgot Him, and they forgot themselves.
Right.
And we see that constantly. Like, how many of us we know Muslims right now who are out there? How many of us we know Muslims right now who are not fasting, who are not praying, who don't even care about themselves? And this is a very dangerous state. And the more that I sin, the farther I get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.